Say good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Molly.
How are you guys?
Good.
Perfect. Well, that's why I'm here today. It took me 3 years to become good at the sport. 3 years. And usually for me, when I start out with a sport and I'm not incredibly good at it at the beginning, I'm usually the person that quits. But I knew that racing was what I wanted to do. I learned about it from a young age, and I knew that being a race car driver would be the coolest thing in the entire world. So I had the dedication and I had the passion to work hard to where I am today. People ask me, how do I get through these tough times like that? And my answer is that I surround myself with people that care about me, that want to push me forward, that are determined in helping me succeed. And those people are my team, my family, my friends, my sponsors, my fans, and all those people help me stay who I am today. They keep me loyal and they keep me looking ahead. There are all these times of pain that could last a second, it could last a minute, it could last a month, it could last a year. I never wanted to quit because quitting would last a lifetime.
That is the voice of our next guest, Molly Helmuth, from an appearance at Dearborn Elementary School. I think she does this kind of stuff quite a bit. Good to have her back on North Sound Racing. Molly Helmuth joins us. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, how do you think the Seahawks are going to do in 2013?
In 2013?
Yeah. Think they're going to be okay?
I guess that was last year.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they did pretty good, right?
I'm pissed at Golden Tate.
I know. What is going on?
Detroit Lions. He's never going to have the career he would have.
And I'm going Seattle. There because they're a growing team going in the right direction.
Yeah, $31.5 million
It's all about the money.
Down
it
the
is.
Toilet with the. Oh, I hope they come to play Seattle. I really do. Happy New Year, Molly. What's going on?
We've been communicating back and forth about how we're going to do this interview because currently I'm babysitting.
You are.
I still am. They're watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse right now. Earlier you were watching Popeye the Sailor Band. So.
Oh, boy. The days are packed, huh?
Yeah. I just remind me to never have kids when I'm racing because this is just, I can't do this. I can't balance it.
I'm better you than me.
Yes.
So I'm driving through Snohomish the other day, and I happened to look up a billboard, and there's you.
I know.
On behalf of, was it Frontier Communications?
Yes, Frontier Communications.
What's that all about?
I'm surprised that you haven't seen that. Are they up in Everett? They're on the way
to... No, the only one I've seen is in Snohomish. And Snohomish being such a, forward-thinking and cultural town, I can understand completely why they'd have your billboard there as opposed to, Arlington or Smoky Point.
Yeah, they're supposed to be two that are growing up in Everett on the way to the radio station.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to text me when I
Every time I drive by one, I'm going to pull right over.
Yeah. If you get a picture, you post on my Facebook and you get a hat. So
oh, wow.
Might as well do it.
Well,
yeah,
I better get
it.
A hat anyways for crying
yeah.
out loud. So, how'd this all come about? I mean, it's, Frontier Communications, that's a pretty big outfit.
Yeah. It's kind of a long story, but they just came to me at the end of 2013. They were looking at a couple of drivers and they just wanted to see who was going to fit them best. And we just talked about it and figured out that, this could work for 2014. So, I'm really excited to be partnered with them for 2014 because we all know how hard it is to get sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just insane what they've done for me in the past couple of months, with the billboards and all the merchandise that they've gotten me with, Molly Helmuth and Frontier Communications. We have hats and pins and all these fun little giveaways that we're going to be having out at the racetrack this year. And then they're throwing events for me and stuff like that. So it's been a really good fit and everyone's so, so nice. I'm just so happy for them to be a part of, the MHR family and They'll be out at Evergreen and stuff, so they'll be a part of that family as well and just the whole racing community. So I'm really excited to be partnered up with them for 2014.
One thing that I think you're doing, and Daniel Moore did it last year with Grocery Outlet, and it's just so cool to see, you know, I mean, you guys – work your butts off to be able to obtain these kind of sponsorships, and I think it's really beneficial to you, and it's definitely beneficial to Evergreen Speedway, to where you bring these in and you start to feature these sponsors. You know, Shane Saun did it with Genie Lifts. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, Daniel did it with Grocery Outlet. Now you're doing it with Frontier Communications. And,
yeah,
and it's very cool, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're really excited, and I mean, it should just be a really good year, and I think they're going to do what Grocery Outlet and Genie did as well with featuring them as, you know, the Frontier 100 or the Frontier 50, you know, lap event or whatever. So they're going to be sponsoring some of the races out there, I think. I'm not sure, but I think that's what they're doing as well. So they're helping me, and they're helping the track, and they're helping the other drivers and stuff like that. So it should be good.
Hey, really Molly, good. The last couple of years has been a nice growth curve, and you've seen, you know, better results each and every year. I think, you know, people know that Molly Helmuth is for real. But what's the plans for 2014 other than that date in June when everybody's going to be looking at 20 grand to win? What's kind of your racing schedule, and what are some of the other dates that maybe you've kind of circled and put in your bucket list?
Yeah, well, our schedule at first was going to be, you know, doing all the Evergreen races, and then we were going to do from Yakima, Wenatchee, South Sound. We were just kind of all over the board. And then just recently, I think about 2 weeks ago, we sat down and we were like, okay, is this reality? Like, can we do this? And, you know, we came to the conclusion that we should just focus on Evergreen this year. You know, we have Frontier on board, and they're located in this area, so we don't want to go to, you know, Wenatchee or Yakima and tear up the car or whatever the worst-case scenario is, and then, you know, not have a car for them to sponsor when we hit Evergreen. So we're focusing more on Evergreen. We're just taking, you know, slow steps at a time and short, you know, just kind of focusing on that and setting our goals short and accomplishing those one at a time. So yeah, we'll be doing all the Evergreen races starting April 5th. And then we're going to do a couple, I think we have one race at Wenatchee, like September 12th or 20th. We are probably going to do the Yakima Flood Classic as well. But again, we're just going to stick to Evergreen and just figure out and see where that goes with us for 2014.
Obviously, anytime you go racing and you race a stock car at the level you do, it takes a full team effort. Do you have some new players in place to maybe move Molly Helmuth Racing, you know, up to that next notch? And if you do, who are they and what's their kind of background?
Yeah, well, we're still looking for the solid people that are going to help me move along. You know, my crew is working so incredibly hard. You know, our shop is kind of located in the place where our crew members live 45 to an hour away. So I'm really excited for us because we have Kelly Tanner. You all know Kelly Tanner, but he's kind of been our advisor recently in getting the car set up so it can be ready when we go to the track. We're still sticking with Rich Palmer, who was just an incredible help for these past couple of years. He is awesome. We have Scott Davis. He just kind of joined the team a little bit last year, and he's following into this year. We're working again with Toby Jenkins, who has a little bit of a racing background as well. And then, of course, my dad and my uncle. And then we have Dave Flickner, who also has kind of a little bit of a racing background, not as much, but he's kind of on the, you know, on the edge of being able to do certain things. He's a mechanic himself. But, you know, we're still working with certain people to come in and maybe hopefully be a spotter for me, like a full-time spotter. We're still kind of working out those details, but we're just trying to figure out the right people that can move me along. We just can't afford a season like we had last year, so we're just trying to set everything in line and, you know, just see where it goes. But nobody for sure that's solid that is coming on the board for 2014 is set yet, but there are some people that are helping us out. So we'll see.
Well, one thing that we did find out tonight, you won't have that pesky Garrett Archer to hassle you around this year. Pretty cool about that, young man, huh?
Yes, I know. I sent him a text earlier this week congratulating him. That's really awesome, and it's cool to see, you know, local racers moving up to where they want to be, and it's really great for him. So hopefully he can come and run with us again because we're going to miss him. But, yeah, congratulations to Garrett for sure.
He'll be up. That 20 G's that Hobbs will be throwing around, that'll
I know, that's
put
crazy.
A spring in his step. One more thing before we let you get back to your babysitting duties. You've got an appearance coming up on Saturday, March 29th at Linwood Auto Parts at 6127 212th Street in Linwood. Thanks. What's going on with that?
Well, so like you said, March 29th at Linwood Napa, which is also one of my sponsors, with Frontier kind of partnering up with them. So it's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and my 2014 car will be there.
Nice looking car, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so there'll be, like, food and drinks, and the food will be prepared by one of my other sponsors, Better Meat. Delicious food for sure. There's going to be contests and giveaways. The Evergreen Speedway Pace Car will be there. And there's going to be like a live radio broadcast from KRKO. I don't believe it's from you guys, but it's somebody in that, here.
Oh,
on the
really?
I don't
know. Bumped. Wow.
Hey, you guys can come out too. I'm not saying you guys can't.
Oh,
go for it.
You can.
You guys are always invited.
Here's the beauty about what Tom and I do. In addition to knowing how to plug things in at a radio station, we know right where to unplug them at as well.
That long extension cord.
We have had.
You guys know that. I appreciate everything you guys do. You guys are welcome to come out to any of my events.
Now comes the smooching up.
You guys know this. You know this already.
All right, but, Molly, let's take... again, the dates, March 29th.
Yeah.
Linwood Auto Parts. Let's go back in time a couple years.
Oh. Let's go back a couple years.
Steve's trying to find something. He's digging through the archives.
Roosevelt High School senior Molly Helmuth locked up Washington State Rookie of the Year on championship night at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe. The 17-year-old became the youngest female driver in the division of the NASCAR Women All-American Series.
Wow, you prepared.
I did. One of the rare times I prepared.
Aforementioned individual here. And
he's even used the word aforementioned. That was back in my glory days when I was good at this radio show game. Molly, thanks for being on our show tonight. We will definitely try and make it down there on the 29th.
Yeah,
and if
definitely.
Not, opening night's coming up pretty quick or before you know
for
it here
sure.
out at Evergreen Speedway. So,
How can people follow the adventures of Molly Helmuth and Molly Helmuth Racing?
Well, my main source is Facebook. That's where I post all my live updates and stuff. So you guys can follow me. Go click like on Facebook on Molly Helmuth. You guys can follow me on my website, www.mollyhelmuth.com. You guys can follow me on Twitter, which is @Molly_Helmuth90. Just follow me on there. And I just want to give a huge shout out to my 2014 primary sponsor, Security Imaging, Gianna Helmuth CPA, Frontier Communications, Goodman Racing, and Champion Spark Plugs. And again, come out and enjoy some fun food and prizes and giveaways, and come see me, say hi at the Linwood Napa Frontier Communication Better Meet event located at Linwood Napa on March 29th.
All right. Thank you so much, Molly. Good to hear
Thank
from
you.
You. Take care of yourself. Say hi to everyone
Thanks,
for us,
too.
Okay?
Thanks, Molly.
Thank
Good job.
Thanks, Molly. Molly Helmuth, the driver of the number 90 super late model out at Evergreen Speedway.